8 frangipani trees will be planted to symbolise 8 young lives lost when Cairns comes together this weekend to commemorate the anniversary of Australia's worst family violence tragedy. Several thousand people are expected to gather in the Cairns suburb of Manura for a range of activities to mark the anniversary. 38-year-old Raina Thaide, the mother of 7 of the children and aunt of the 8, has been charged with 8 counts of murder, and the case in August, the case was referred to the mental health court. Jodie Batsky is a Cairns community advocate who's provided support to the grieving family and the broader community. She spoke to Kathy Van Extel ahead of the anniversary.
There's a number of events or activities that have been planned, from tree planting to a church service, and I think the organisers who are putting this together with some of the various community organisations have tried to plan the weekend where it's basically there for the community, trying to give healing for the community or a sense of closure for the community.
What sort of input have family members had in these activities?
I do know that there is a Torres Strait Islander organisation that have family members on that organisation. They have been communicating with them, but given that the family of the deceased children are very big and there are a lot of members, including the mother of the niece that passed away, I think they've done the best they could in trying to reflect some of the family's views. But, you know, I can't honestly say that everyone's views and thoughts and considerations have been taken on board.
You are in touch with a number of the family members who are directly impacted by this tragedy. What kind of feedback are you getting from them about the way that this weekend is being handled?
Look, I think they're more concerned about making sure that this doesn't become a public spectacle, that it's being respectful of the children, being respectful of the family that are still here, the mothers that are still here, aunties and uncles and the grandparents, for it not to be a media circus, for it not to get too out of hand, that the real reason for them coming together is going to be lost in all of this, because the family is still grieving. The family are still trying to find closure. And to be quite honest, Kathy, this memorial weekend or service that's going to be conducted is still not closure for the family. They've got a long way to go yet before they have any form of sense of closure.
What is the process that they're going through, the grieving process that they're going through?
It depends on where you're from. In the Torres Strait, you know, the family from of the children are from the eastern part of the Torres Straits, and their grieving process could vary from 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. It depends on when they're ready to come to terms to that formal closure, which will be represented in a tombstone unveiling for the children. So this could take many years.
The house in Murray Street where the tragedy occurred was knocked down mid-year at the family and community's request. How important was it to remove that house, and what's there now?
At the present time, nothing is there. It's just a vacant block, and I do know that there is going to be some preparation for the weekend for the planting of those frangipani trees. It was important for the house to come down, and the local member of Cairns, Rob Pine, and I lobbied very hard to see that come down. You know, we had agencies, both government agencies, toing and froing who should make the decision about it coming down. But in the end, it did come down. And it was important for the house to be removed because it was just an eerie reminder of an unfortunate event. The sooner the house came down, it was better, because then the community could have some sort of sense of closure on that.
And what's the year been like for the people of that street?
The families that I'm in contact with, for them, their battle is with government agencies continually knocking on their door and reminding them how to keep their home and how to keep their yard clean. And I think they just want to get on with life. There are some activities happening at the Manura Community Centre with various church organisations, but the community in general have been very, very quiet, and they've tried to do the best that they can in getting on with life. So it'll be interesting to see how everything unfolds once the weekend is over, because it's the next chapter in this, to see how the community's going to be healing.
The tragedy put the spotlight on the social difficulties that many Manura residents experience. Have things improved in terms of support and access to services at all?
Look, I can't say that support and access to services have improved. What I do know is that agencies that have felt that they failed the mother of the seven children and the auntie of one. Those agencies are very active in trying to do something, and whether it's a response from the government saying, hey, you better do your job, or them doing it out of a sense of guilt and social responsibility, let the broader community be the judge of that. But life is still the same for some of the families. There is Indigenous organisations coming in and providing some sort of service, but it's no different to what it was before.
Yodi, this is Australia's worst family violence tragedy. How should the nation remember this at this anniversary?
I think they should remember that this tragedy is one that, in spite of the loss of children, there is still a mother out there that is grieving and coming to, you know, slowly coming to terms, I think, in her own way. There is family that is still coming to terms. More importantly, I think as a nation, we need to sit back and think, hey, look, when people are in trouble, how do we respond? When people are crying out for help, do we turn away or do we say, look, they're just crying wolf? It's kind of getting us all to think about the what ifs to try and prevent this from happening again. I know that the community of Murray Street and the police and emergency services are very responsive to anything that's now happening in that community. They have changed their attitude on how they're actually responding to emergency calls within that region. Yeah, I think coming back to your question, how should the nation remember this, is we need to actually be more open and be more responsive to mothers in crisis, those who are crying out for help, those who are in need. This is a mother of seven that was knocking on many agencies' doors, and basically no one responded the way they should have.
Cairns community advocate Yodi Batsky there speaking to Kathy Van Extel.